When Edgar was only 7 years old, he went to his mother, and they were fundamentalist Christians, and he told his mother that he was having visions, in essence, that he was seeing little people and angels. Angels were talking to him, and he had these little childhood friends, but he insisted that they were real, and he insisted that throughout his entire life. In fact, he actually gave some instructions about how to visualize these creatures. But anyway, at age 13, Casey was outside, and he was reading the Bible, and he was reading a specific area in the Bible. It was the story of Manoah, which is about the appearance of an angel. Casey had made a promise that he would read the Bible one time for every year of his life, from cover to cover. So he was reading the story of Manoah for the 13th time, and he was in the woods in a lean-to where he spent a lot of time. As he was reading this story, he felt a presence, and he looked up, and it was basically a woman. But he could see that there was something different about her, and she appeared to have wings folded behind her. And he looked up, and she smiled, and she said, "Tell me what you want most of all." And Edgar just immediately blurted out, "Well, I think I'd like to help sick people, but mainly children." And she kind of smiled and said, "Well, then it will be yours." And she disappeared. Edgar went home, told his mother, because he was, of course, fundamentalist Christians, afraid that maybe it's demonic or something. And she said, "Well, maybe it's a sign that you'll be a doctor or a great healer or something. But don't worry about it. It can't be evil." So he immediately started showing certain kinds of psychic ability, but it wasn't until he was in his teens when he lost his voice. Actually, it was his early 20s. He lost his voice. Hypnotism at the time, which was called mesmerism, was just being played with, really, and experimented with by doctors. And a local hypnotist hypnotized Edgar when he lost his voice, and then Edgar could speak when he was hypnotized, and he gave the hypnotist instructions to tell the sleeping Edgar Casey to increase the amount of blood flow in the neck area. So the hypnotist did it, and then they all watched as Casey's throat became bright red. The hypnotist then woke him up. Casey spit some blood,
oh my,
but he could speak. A local physician, This was not a hypnotist or a charlatan,
right,
it was a local doctor, then found out about this, and he decided to test Edgar, and he began hypnotizing Edgar and then asking him about medical cases that he had, particularly cases that the doctor had no cure for or remedy at all.
Almost hopeless cases.
Yeah, absolutely. And Casey began then diagnosing people, psychically diagnosing individuals, without even being told what their problem was, where they were. He would talk about entities, and then he would say what the problem was, and then he'd usually recommend some form of treatment. The doctor wrote a article about it that got into a medical journal, and then other physicians got interested in it. And they began testing Casey, and then one of them gave a presentation at a conference, and the New York Times picked up on it, and they dubbed him the Sleeping Prophet, and that supposedly, at least according to the American Medical Association, is the beginning of holistic health in America. Casey gave 14,256 readings that are documented, and by that it means everything he said in the readings was written down. It's available through the ARE. They actually have the original transcripts there.
And most are health-related, right, Gregory?
About two-thirds of them are related to health. That's right.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of the 14,000-plus readings are health.
His readings also delivered holistic treatments.
Absolutely.
And I found that to be remarkable. It's almost as if he tapped into this planet. He was able to recommend specific herbs, treatments like that. I read them all the time. I've got an old book that was sent to me years ago by one of my listeners, and it's just an old Edgar Casey remedy book. Mm. And it's fascinating because I think in many cases, Greg, mainstream science today and mainstream medicine, they looked at those remedies and then tried to develop prescriptions to fit them today.
Yes, that's absolutely true. A good example of that, there's a state-of-the-art treatment for cholesterol now is to use one of the statins with a dose of niacin.
Right.
And niacin, Casey actually was recommending high niacin and high folic acid foods for people who had blood high blood pressure or who had what he called poor circulation due to, well, he didn't call it cholesterol because they didn't have the term at the time, but he talked about poor circulation because the arteries were actually beginning to clog
up. That's right.
And that's one really simple example. And he gave certain remedies like eating nothing but apples for one day to clear your system out. And his way of looking at how the body dysfunction was very different at the time. It was, and it's still somewhat different. And modern medicine, though, just basically looks for a very quick cure, which I don't really blame them. I mean, I want a quick cure when there's something wrong with me.
Sure.
But Casey was quick to say that those quick cures are not the way to go because you're not really getting at the fundamental problem.
So two-thirds of his readings were based on health, but the other third based on just some incredible things. Earth changes, Atlantis, life beyond our planet. I have found these to be the most remarkable.
Yeah.
In terms of accuracy, Greg, let's talk about that for a moment, because that's going to be very critical to the things we talk about tonight. In terms of accuracy, I would say health-related, extremely accurate. The other third that had to do with strange and mystical things, how accurate do you think he is?
Well, we know the health readings. There's been several studies done, three published studies that I know of, and they all are in the high 80% range. And that doesn't mean that the rest were inaccurate. There's just no way for them to know.
There's no data on that.
That's right. But they know that at least 80-some percent of his health readings were just dead on. We actually started researching a lot of his readings on very specific topics, such as mound builders. That was my initial interest in this. Casey gave a history of the mound builders that was basically impossible. I mean, it just could not have occurred. According to mainstream science, it could not have occurred until 1997, and everything changed then. Of course, we've done a show on that. In 1997, so many discoveries were made in genetics and in mounds and in South America that it made it possible for us to really take a look at what he said. And what the conclusion we reached, we got 68 mound readings out of all of his 14,000 readings. There were 68 different readings about mounds. And we laid these out into a series of statements that could be proven or disproven, and we came up with a percentage of about 85% of them were accurate.